As wildfires continue to burn in the West, the U.S. Forest Service is going to battle this summer with fewer air tankers. The number of planes that drop retardant on fires has shrunk significantly over the last 12 years. From Boise State Public Radio, Scott Graff has more on what led to the shortage and what's being done to fix it.
It's a sunny, warm morning at the Boise Airport. A shiny white and green plane slowly pulls onto the retardant-stained tarmac. Pilot Lyle Ehalt is returning from a drop over a grass fire near Murphy, Idaho.
And basically what we did was just lay a line to prevent the fire from spreading further to the west.
Back on the ground, standing next to his tanker, Ehalt says his plane has quite a history.
Actually, this particular aircraft was used as Air Force One at one point, believe it or not.
Ehalt says the plane used to carry Gerald Ford. It eventually ended up in Saskatchewan and was turned into an air tanker. The plane is back in the States this summer, essentially on loan to the U.S. That's because there's a shortage of this type of plane here. In 2000, the Forest Service had contracts with private companies to provide 43 such planes. Today, that number is 9.
This is something that we are working very hard to rectify.
Jennifer Jones is with the Forest Service. She says structural failures led several models to be retired. Last summer, the Forest Service fired one of its vendors over a disagreement over maintenance. A fatal crash a month ago in Utah claimed the lives of 2 Boise pilots. Besides that loss of life, the accident also meant one less plane flying in an already shrinking fleet. Jones says the Forest Service has appealed to Congress for funding for more tankers.
We are deeply committed to modernizing and improving our large air tanker fleet, and we've been taking a number of steps toward that goal.
In June, the Forest Service awarded contracts that will add a total of 7 newer tankers this year and next. Dan Snyder is the president of Neptune Aviation in Missoula, Montana. His company employed the Boise pilots killed last month, and the company was also one of those given a contract to build bigger, faster tankers. He says the modern planes
now can get to the fire in half the time, carrying an extra 1,000 gallons. And if you can catch a fire in the initial attack phase, it saves that fire from going into the mega fires where it becomes a project. It's just you're constantly trying to deal with it for weeks on end.
The Forest Service says the move to modern tankers means it will need as few as 18 planes on contract in the future. But Jim Hall, a former National Transportation Safety Board head, sees the government's response to the shortage as nothing more than a Band-Aid.
I'm extremely disappointed. This is a national security issue. It's a public safety issue. It's one that demands national attention and national direction.
Hall led a panel that audited the nation's firefighting fleet. The group found a system that needed major upgrades. That was 10 years ago, and Hall says very little has changed since then. He hopes he's wrong, but thinks it could take a Katrina-like disaster to get the issue the attention it deserves. But Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, who oversees the Forest Service, says the tanker issue is on Washington's radar. However,
there also has to be a degree of patience because it's not easy to make up for literally decades of a different strategy.
Vilsack is referring to a strategy of more passive forest management that's led to a buildup of fuels, as well as an air tanker strategy that's led to an old, shrinking fleet. Vilsack, though, is confident that firefighters will have all the aerial support they'll need this summer. The Forest Service has added extra helicopters, and despite Sunday's fatal crash of a National Guard tanker working a fire in South Dakota, a crash that killed 4 crew members, Vilsack says military tankers also represent a viable stopgap. I'm Scott Graff in Boise.